Hey everyone, welcome to Garden Fork Radio. This is a bonus episode. I usually put out one episode a week, and I got an interesting email the other day from a high school senior named Kevin, and he was asking me questions about my drip irrigation videos that I have on YouTube, explaining that he was doing a drip irrigation project for his senior project, it's called. And I was intrigued by this, and I thought, well, instead of just answering his email with an email, why don't we create some free content for Garden Fork, of course. So Kevin was nice enough to agree to a Skype call, and we scheduled it for about a half hour ago, actually, than I'm recording this. And he asked a bunch of questions, and I thought it was pretty neat, so I thought I'd share it all with you, and let me know what you think. It's radio@gardenfork.tv is our email address. So I'll just roll right into it, all right? So it was fun to get your email, and I thought, well, instead of me typing out an answer, I thought I would just do a podcast, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think, one of my teachers said that having a conversation with the person would be best, and I agree with that, and I can ask other questions to follow up on the ones I have here, if I have any other ones.
Well, the cool thing is also is that people listening to this will probably have questions that I think are obvious and you are going to ask. So that happens a lot where I think everyone knows what I'm talking about. And so, and the interviewer, usually my wife, is like, well, why are you doing that? And I'm like, well, it's obvious, you know. All right. Well, I first wanted to just kind of give everyone a little bit of background. So your name is Kevin and you're in New Jersey. I actually was born in New Jersey and grew up till I was 6 years old in New Jersey. And you're working on a senior project about drip irrigation for school, right?
Yep.
And then you somehow ran across me.
Mm-hmm. I was on YouTube and I was looking across people that have done a drip irrigation system in their yards and stuff. And I came across your YouTube channel and I thought it was informative. So I reached out to you and a bunch of other people also, of course.
Did anyone else reply?
I did get one other reply, but it was a typed response.
Not nearly as fun as this.
Yeah, not nearly.
Yeah, it's weird. YouTube's weird. I mean, I think some of the people with bigger channels might just get overwhelmed with people asking them questions, you know? But yeah. I'm not that big. Anyway, I was flattered for the email, and my wife works in education, and I sent her the email, and she was thought it was a neat idea to do the podcast. So here we are.
Mm-hmm. It was a good idea.
It's a senior project. Is it a written project? Or are you going to build something? Or
So for our senior project for my school, you have to have a product and then you have to present it along with the written project. The written project, I think I'm doing mine more on – it doesn't have to be about drip irrigation. I think I'm going to do mine on water itself and problems in the world with it.
All right.
But for my product, of course, I do have like a miniature drip irrigation system that covers like a small area of my backyard in the garden.
Yeah.
I bought 50 feet of tubing that I had to cut and then put in my own drippers, of course. And then I had another 50 feet of tubing that already had holes in it, and I laid that across. And that's pretty much what I have right now.
All right, yeah, those are two different kinds of systems. Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, I'm doing it's like a 50-50, and then I can show people during my presentation the different kinds of, tubing that you can use for drip irrigation.
All right, cool. Well, why don't you shoot away at your questions, and I'll do my best to answer them.
Mm-hmm. So obviously, we don't really know each other. So my first question is, what is your current profession and how long have you been working in that industry?
I currently work basically as a small-time contractor. I do small, you would call it like a handyman kind of jobs. I do stuff that only requires me to do it. And I also work, we recently bought a row house in Brooklyn, and I spend quite a bit of time fixing that up as well. And then Garden Fork has a bit of an income as well. So that's what I do.
Are you do you own a contracting company, or are you just a worker?
I used to be a licensed New York City contractor, but the paperwork was so overwhelming that I shut the company down, and now I'm what's called a one-man band. In some parts of the country, you're called a ham and egger. I don't know why that where that came from.
But, that's pretty interesting.
You know, it's me and my car and a couple buckets of tools, and I don't do anything too big, but there's a lot of stuff broken in the world, and I fix it.
That's true. That's very true. And then following that, my next question is, obviously it relates to your work, but how much time would you say that you spend outside, like in the garden, tending to it?
All weekend.
All weekend?
Yeah, if I'm not in the yard, I'm out hiking in the woods or cutting trees down or working with the bees. I mean, the bees are part of the garden as well. So.
Yep. Very important for flowers to grow.
Yeah, for food.
Following that, how familiar are you with drip irrigation?
Oh, I'm a foamer. You know, like those guys that get excited about model trains. I get excited about hydrology and water and soaker hose systems.
Yeah. I actually found it pretty interesting when I was working on mine, so I can see why you like it so much.
Yeah, and I also I have some water issues with my house. We're a little weekend cabin-y house. So, like, I put in a sump pump, and I learned about French drains, and I made a French drain and what's called a curtain drain. And so I look at water and how it flows through over the ground and stuff. I was fascinated by it.
Yeah, that sounds pretty interesting. About drip irrigation, would you say you could tell us how effective it is?
I think it's incredibly effective if it's done right. First of all, if you just try and water your garden with one of those sprinklers that oscillates back and forth or shoots the water around, I think a lot of the water evaporates. And with the soaker hoses or with the drip emitters or with those kind of hoses where the water is spaced, you know, there's fixed emitters, I think it's called. I don't know how many fold more efficient it is, but there's so much, you've not lost... I wouldn't say you've lost barely any to evaporation. So,
And then my next question is: would you usually have someone? Would you usually need to hire someone to set this up, or is it relatively easy for just anybody to set up?
Oh, it's really easy. They make kits that you can buy. Rainbird is one company that has several different kits. You can either go the drip emitter route or the soaker hose route. And later on, we could talk about those different options if you want. But I think, if you can plant a garden, if you can dig a hole, you can put in a drip irrigation system, I think.
I was talking with the other person that I interviewed. He responded back to me for this question. And he told me that for a larger scale project, he said that most people would need to hire someone. Would you agree with him?
Well, I just have raised bed gardens, and then I have some ornamental beds, and the ornamental beds are set up permanent, so you never have to tend to them. They're soaker hoses, so you don't have to take them back in.
Yep.
But if you're talking about timers and the kind of irrigation where the things pop up in the lawn, that's a whole nother ball of wax. That's out of my league.
Yep. That is very true. So my next question has to do with water bills. You don't have to share this if you don't want to, but I asked on average, how much do you think people pay in water bills for using a hose to water their gardens?
You know, I can't tell you because we have – where I do most of my gardening is upstate, and we have a well. We have city water down in New York City. We have city water, and it just comes as a bill, and I have – water-saving toilets and water-saving showerheads and all that kind of thing. But we don't do much gardening down here, so I don't have an answer for you on that one. I'm sorry.
Yep. I actually did pull a statistic up, and it said that the average was actually 5 gallons per 8 square feet. So I think that's quite a lot just to water a few plants if you only have a few square feet.
Yeah, and with the irrigation system, there could be so much more pinpoint with that,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do feel like if you're just watering with the hose and such, a lot of water sometimes will just go straight into the ground instead of just going straight to the plant.
Yeah, you want to water at the root line, you know, instead of just kind of all around.
Yep. How much money, actually, well, this kind of relates to the other one, but would you say people could save a good amount of money just using drip irrigation?
Well, in areas where there are droughts, yes, because I think that their water rates keep on going up. So I don't think they have any choice. But yeah,
so would you say like California would be ideal for drip irrigation?
Yes.
Yes. All right. My next question is, why should people switch from using their hose to drip irrigation to water their garden? It's kind of redundant, but I feel like I should answer this.
You're just wasting water. That water could either be saved for something else or it could stay in the ground. I mean, we keep draining. We're lowering our aquifers, you know, below ground. My neighbor had to drill. They had to drill a well, and they went down like 300 and something feet.
Oh, wow.
And it's because we're pulling so much water out. I mean, there's still air conditioning systems that use water to cool down the condensers. And all they do is they take city water, they dump it onto this condenser, and then they dump it into the sewer system, you know, these older systems. So
So I was actually, in my other interview, I asked him a question about water, the water saving and stuff like that. And he told me that he thinks people should actually pay more for water than what they are now.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. Well, it's kind of like people are, the government, and I think it's a good idea. Mm-hmm. People are always anti-government, but this is a good thing the government can do, is trying to get people to stop smoking. And one way to do that is through their wallet. So if something's more expensive, you're going to think twice about using it. Instead of, it just comes out of the spigot. You know, if you realize when you turn on that spigot, it's, you know, $3 a minute, I think you're going to be a lot more careful about it. And I think that's a great way to change behavior modification, I guess we'll call that. But through raising the price, definitely.
Yeah, the people will really feel it in their wallets.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, in California, there were people, they were going to the fire hydrants and opening them up and filling up their water buckets instead of through their house because the water was free.
That's actually very funny. So do you think in the future we're going to see more systems being put up around all across the areas that are more drought-induced?
I think with this seesaw weather we're having, which I think is related to climate change, definitely. Mm-hmm. And also a lot of water systems around the country are being privatized. The town no longer funds and controls the water system. They will contract that out to a private company, and private company's goal is to make money. So they are either going to induce you to use less water or charge you more for that water.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Then let's dive into components of a drip irrigation system. What do you think are some of the main components to making a drip irrigation system?
The biggest one that people kind of forget about is actually a filter. If you're on a well system, a water well system. Mm-hmm. Because the, not necessarily with a soaker hose, but with a drip emitter system, little particles, it's usually just ground up rock or something from when they drilled the well, that can clog up your system. And then it's a little gizmo called a pressure regulator, because your water, like in New York City, your water pipes and plumbing have to withstand 60 PSI of pressure to pass code. And I think that's universal across the country. So 60 PSI, that's a pretty high pressure thing. So you need what's called a pressure reducer, because the soaker hoses and the drip emitter systems need a lower water pressure, or else they can rupture them.
They can rupture them? Yeah. Do you have a system that contains do you have a hose with holes in it, or do you have just like a... So I have like a solid hose, and then I had to cut it apart, then add in like parts, components to put in drippers and stuff like that. Which one do you have?
Well, I have a Rainbird kit, and it came with a piece of like a kind of like a main feeder hose. Mm-hmm. And then it had a little tool where you would punch in, you essentially punch a hole in the side.
Punching
of
holes?
It.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
And then a smaller diameter tubing comes off, and you would connect what's called an emitter. It looks like a black disc about the size of a nickel. And it has a little hose barb sticking out. And you connect that to the narrow diameter, and you place that at the base of the plant. Mm-hmm. And you can put multiple emitters. If you have a bigger tree, you can drop them there. And the emitters are also rated for different gallons per hour. It can be a quarter gallon an hour, or it could be 2 gallons per hour. So you can pick different emitters.
Yeah, I did see that. I know that some of the hoses actually have like some markings on the side that tells you how many gallons per hour they can handle.
Right, and then in the same Rainbird kit, I have a continuous piece of hose that has emitters spaced, I think it's every foot. And I think that's more for a general ornamental garden, and you can just weave that around the plant so you don't have to punch the holes in it. The problem with the emitter system I have is that you have to take it up in the fall because the emitters will rupture in the winter because there's still water in there. It'll freeze and rupture the membrane. And then the third system I have are soaker hoses, which is basically recycled tires that they make hose out of. And the hose is porous. And those are in my vegetable garden. And I have a kind of a homemade system to run those through the vegetable garden.
I actually have the same hose. I think I have a quarter-inch soaker hose that I'm using in my system. I found it really interesting, actually, that it actually works extremely well. The ground was usually moist after just a few, maybe like a minute or two of just having the hose on.
Yeah.
It seemed pretty efficient.
The key to that is that you actually want the hose on long enough to soak to the roots.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing about the soaker hose system, what I do is I bury it about a half inch or an inch under in the vegetable garden. And I know where they are in the garden, so I plant my seeds right there. Or you can have them right at soil level and cover them with leaf mulch. Mm-hmm. And you're assured of almost no evaporation that way. Or if you're like growing tomatoes, I have a tomato bed. And a lot of people put black plastic over the bed and then cut little holes for the tomato plants. Mm-hmm. I lay down the soaker hose in rows, then put the black plastic on top of the soaker hose, and then plant the tomato plants. And it makes it really easy that way. You put some T-connectors in, or you can snake it around, and boom, you're done, you know?
Yep. Would you say that like it's more effective if you dug down a little bit to get it closer to the roots of the plant, or would you get the same effect just having it on the surface?
I think it's a little more effective. I don't know how much more. It depends. I mean, feeder roots are fairly close to the soil and close to the top of the soil. So the thing is, if it's buried under and they're leaking, they kind of naturally leak. But if they get a bigger hole in them, you can't always tell and you start to waste water. If they're just laying on the garden bed, you can hear them. They kind of go and you go.
Yeah. What would you say are the chances of, if you do bury it, what are the chances that maybe some kind of small, like dirt particle or something, blocks up the holes in the tubing? You think that's very likely or no?
No, I think the pressure of the water keep
would
that
push
happening.
Out the stuff out. Yep. Do you have a timer on your system?
I do, and most water timers blow, to be put it politely. I finally found one that I liked. I can email you what it is. I don't have it in front of me. But most of them, to program them, you have to have like a college degree in computer engineering. You know, they're
oh really?
They're horribly made. I mean, maybe yours is easy. I finally found one with a big dial.
Oh, yeah. I did get one with a big dial on it.
Yeah, because a lot of the older ones, even from a couple of years ago, they're just awful to program.
Yep.
So... The thing you have to remember with a water timer is to bring it in the winter, or else the water that's in there will freeze and crack your timer.
What would you say? What's the timing? I guess it'd be like, how often does your system turn on?
Twice a week.
Twice a week.
The biggest problem people have is overwatering. Once they have their soaker or drip irrigation system, they overwater. And if you start to get green moss growing along your watering system, you know you're overwatering. Because I did that.
Yeah.
But you actually, I'm mainly a vegetable gardener, but I think this also applies to ornamental plants, is you want the soil to dry out between waterings. You don't want to keep the soil moist all the time, because I think that that invites bad organisms to start growing, you know, basically rot. So.
Yep. That's good advice. I wasn't too sure myself on how much I should have, or like how often I should get mine going. I had mine per day, but obviously now I'm going to go change that later. Would you say that, how long, the duration of time do you have it on for?
Well, the soaker hoses in the garden are on for an hour.
On for an hour?
And they turn on about 7 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea there is that any water, because some of them are laying right on top of the ground, and if they spray, you know, they spray out sometimes and water gets on the leaves, the sun will come up and dry out those leaves. If you water later in the day and that water stays on the leaves and the sun goes down, you can get funguses, you can get a blight. Mm-hmm. There's a thing called powdery mildew that affects a lot of ornamental plants, and it's moisture-based.
Mm-hmm.
So it's best in the morning. Even with the drip emitters, I think it's best to do it in the morning.
It's best in the morning. All right. Yeah, I do have mine going off at, I think, also 7. I think 7:30, actually. And I only have them going on for 5 minutes, and then I was doing that daily. But I'll just have it – I think I'll turn it on for longer, and then I'll have it every did you say you had it every week?
I did it twice. I do it twice a week.
Twice a week? Yep. I think I'll set it to twice a week also then.
Basically, what I do,
how that works.
You know, right by the soaker hose near a plant, I'll stick my finger in the ground, and if 2 inches down it's moist, I don't mm-hmm. need the water.
Yep.
And then you get a feel for it for a while. When I first put in my system, I overwatered. So,
mm-hmm.
but yep. I mean, you got your head in the right direction here. You're trying to save water, so you're learning.
Yep, I'll take a look at that later on. But my next question would be. So some of the drip systems are like above ground. They're held by, I wouldn't exactly know what they're called, but you stick them into the ground, you stick the hose into it, and then they're like held above ground. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah.
Some people would comment on like how it would look bad in the garden. What would you say about that?
I'm not an ornamental gardener, so I don't really care.
So you don't really care how it looks?
Well, I think they're ugly looking. I think that,
yeah.
I'm like, why don't you just leave it on the ground, you know?
Yeah.
There's these weird spray heads, you know, mm-hmm. that are part of that system. And I'm just like, why? I'm not quite sure sometimes why people build what they build.
Yeah.
That's not a good answer. I'm sorry, but I just wouldn't use them.
I think you got it across. Like, I also think, like, since it's 50% above ground, and then the other 50% of my drip irrigation system is below ground. And I'm like, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, this is pretty bad. So I'm trying to cover it up with some mulch right now. But I can only cover up so many parts because I need to see where it connects to areas just in case there is a leak.
Yeah, that's the drawback of covering up mulch, the leaks.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it'll leak anytime soon, but I'm just afraid for the future that it will leak and I won't be able to notice it because it might be covered by dirt.
Yeah, I mean, the system will fatigue over time because it's just hot, cold, hot, cold. And if it is just laying above ground, you know, sunlight has UV. The UV portion of sunlight is pretty bad on plastic and rubber. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that concludes all the questions I have.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was great. So do you have to turn this in like a week, or do you got a couple of weeks, or...?
So, my teacher will need, I can just give her the link to the podcast that you do upload, but, I believe my teacher will want it. The interviews are supposed to do, I think, the end of next week. But I won't need it until I think 3 weeks.
All right. So you're ahead of the game. I usually do things at the last minute. In school, I did that too. So good for you.
I just want to have an easy rest of the senior year, so I'm trying to get this stuff done.
Smarter than me. Are you thinking about what you're going to do after high school?
I actually want to be a computer science major after high school.
There you go. Mm. Smart. You know, you could use an Arduino or Raspberry Pi controller to do the water timing instead of one of these water timers you buy at Lowe's or Home Depot. That'd be fun.
Yep. I was actually looking into Raspberry Pi before this, but I felt like there could be some problems leaving it out all day.
Yeah.
I need to build something around it to make sure that if it does rain and stuff, no moisture will get in there and affect the system.
There's a site called Adafruit that has a lot of Arduino or Raspberry Pi stuff, and they might have a moisture sensor. So you could get like a weatherproof box, a solar panel, and a Wi-Fi connector and a moisture sensor, and there you go.
Yep. I will look into that, actually. That might be better than the timer I have out there.
All right. Well, I appreciate – I was flattered to get the email, and I thought, well, let's make something more than just me emailing you answers. So this was a lot of fun. So,
well, thank you for answering my questions today.
All right. If you have any more questions, we could do this again. It would be fun.
All right. Thank you very much.
What fun. Gosh, to be a senior in high school and that organized, clearly I was not that way. Anyway, a lot of fun there. Thanks, Kevin. I really appreciate being asked questions. I was a little curious about who the other YouTuber was, but I didn't know if he necessarily wanted to share that or felt that was okay. But, you know, you just never know. I get these emails and sometimes they look like spam, you know, and then I open them and I've met a great person. So thanks to Kevin. Anyone, if you're more curious about drip irrigation, of course, we have some videos about that and I will link in the show notes here. And also, if you just go to gardenfork.tv and type in soaker hose or drip irrigation, they'll come up there. All right. So always make it a great day. If you want to email me, it's radio@gardenfork.tv. Thank you. Garden Fork's theme music is licensed from uniquetracks.com. Thank you.